Welcome to our afternoon together. Many of you have only just arrived here. And perhaps some of you are not yet completely here. There may be parts of you that are still arriving. So let's wait for them to get here. The truth, of course, is it's very rare for a human being to be completely here. The usual state is to be peripherally here, just enough so that you don't bump into things, and the rest of your attention is taken up by what appears to be much more important than here, and that's past and future and somewhere else. And almost everybody believes, unconsciously, because when you make it conscious, you see the fallacy of it. Almost everybody believes past and future to be more important than here and now. That's an implicit assumption. That's how people lead their lives. If you ask them, maybe they won't admit. They say, well, no, but how do you live? Do you live as if past and future mattered more than this? As if you didn't know that this now is all there ever is, that your entire life unfolds within the space of now, that your life is never not now. Now you may start thinking and say, is that true? It would be hard to argue with that, very hard, that your life is never not now. You can remember the past only now. You can think of the future only now. Whatever you think, do, feel, experience can only happen now. I don't believe the greatest philosopher could argue with that. But the mind is very clever. It may find reasons why this is not the case. But in any way, humans live not recognizing the truth of that. The shift in consciousness that is happening on the planet is very closely connected with that realization. Because the shift in consciousness that is an absolute necessity on this planet now,